Prayers by Teshno Kanma. There are times in life that we doubt and struggle with God's love. We wonder if God really loves me, then why hasn't He changed my situation, why hasn't He answered my prayers, why isn't He doing anything about what I am going through? Today God wants to remind us that He cares about us. He says casting all your care on Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. To cast your cares on God is to come to the place of prayer and unload. It is to drop every need troubling you, every situation weighing you down at the feet of the Lord. It is to open up to God about all your fears and concerns, not holding anything back. Remember, He specifically said all your care. Not just spiritual things, not just things that have to do with your church attendance or making heaven. If your appetite has been low for days, it is a care you can cast on the Lord in the place of prayer. If you are married and you are having sexual thoughts about someone else other than your spouse, it is a care you can cast on the Lord in the place of prayer. If you are not happy that you have been using the same old car for years that you usually have to push before it starts, it is a care you can cast on the Lord. You don't have to attend a prayer school or belong to a prayer group for God to take your cares from you. You don't have to be eloquent or good with words before God will hear you and take your cares from you. You don't even have to go to your church altar to pray, before God will take you seriously and take your cares from you. All He wants as you begin to pray and unload is to believe that even when you can't see Him, God is right before you with open arms ready to carry all the cares that burden and frighten you. You may be a physically strong person who spends hours in a gym, but believe me, no one is macho enough to carry a bag full of worries. They are one of the heaviest burdens of life. Proverbs 12:25 says anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down. Worries can weaken and break you. They can get you discouraged and worked up. They can affect your health and appearance. They can slow you down in life. Picture a person running with a big bag full of hard-covered books on his head. How far would he go? How fast can he run? Of course you know he would run with much difficulty and he wouldn't get very far. This is why we need to cast on our Lord every care, every bother, every fear that can limit us from running the race marked for us. Just as a fisherman casts or throws his net into the water, God wants us to come to the place of prayer and throw on Him, put on Him our burdens. When a fisherman casts his net, if he throws the net in a way that it doesn't open freely and fully, he will have difficult catching fish. In the same vein, when we pray, opening up is key to our receiving the peace of God that transcends all human understanding, Philippians 4:6. When we pray, we are to not to bottle up anything, we are to open up and unload. Are you stressed, troubled or overwhelmed? Are you shaking and fretting over a particular situation? Now is the time to unload before your God. Be strong, do not fear, your God will come to help you, Isaiah 35:4. You may have done it before and seen no change, still go ahead and cast your cares on God. Talk to God freely and openly about that situation because 1. He genuinely cares about you. 2. He can carry your cares and worries, He can handle anything you are going through. 3. Trying to carry all by yourself the cares and worries of life will only make you sad, anxious, fearful and depressed. Give them to God in the place of prayer. His hands are much stronger than yours. 4. He said so. If He said it, then let's do it, let's not question, rationalize or analyze. Let's simply obey and watch God move in that situation. May the Lord take absolute control of all your cares, concerns, worries and anxieties as you begin to unload.